This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Despite the heat and low humidity, firefighters did make some hopeful progress over the weekend on large wildfires burning in our state. The largest, the Aspen Acres fire near Pueblo, has burned nearly 90,000 acres. It is now 14% contained. Thousands were evacuated, and the effort to serve them continued through the weekend as an army of volunteers distributed donations to evacuees and firefighters. Michael Kringlin was part of the effort, but he was also forced from his own home in San Isabel last week.
I'm thinking we're going to be at least displaced for 2 weeks, but with how close the fire is, I'm thinking that we're not going to have a home to go back to. So I'm just kind of prepping and planning for the worst.
Working to help his neighbors, Kringlin says, gave him some solace in the meantime. The United Way of Southern Colorado says they can still use more help, and people can sign up to do so on their website. Two members of the Colorado Clemency Advisory Board were dismissed by Governor Polis after publicly criticizing his commutation of Tina Peters' sentence. Attorney Osra Teslimi says she spoke out because the board was asked to twice review Peters' case, breaking with protocol.
The message is clear. If you see something wrong and you say so publicly, there is a price. You either stay quiet or you lose your seat. And that's not a confidentiality policy. That's how institutions stop being accountable.
Governor Jared Polis's office says the two members who spoke out were dismissed for violating board policies over confidentiality and revealing votes of board members. A growing trend of drivers using fake print-at-home vehicle tags has caught the attention of the Colorado DMV. Some drivers appear to be purchasing the tags from online third-party sellers to avoid paying vehicle registration fees and taxes. The DMV investigative unit is warning drivers that there are legal ramifications that include vehicle seizure.